SBC Media.
Welcome to iGaming Daily, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe, supported by the Casino Beat Summit, bringing you the future of play, iGaming strategy, innovation and development.
Be a part of the future of play at the Casino Beat Summit this May. See new game releases, take in our innovation-focused conference agenda, and network with the casino industry elite. Get your tickets now at sbcevents.com.
Team SBC returns from the positive vibes of the North American iGaming space to the market realities and regulatory transition of mature Western European markets. Alongside the UK government publishing its long overdue white paper, 2023's first quarter saw further legislative reforms announced in the markets of Spain, France, Sweden, Belgium, Italy, and the Netherlands. So what are the takeaways from West Europe's never-ending transition of markets, and where are individual regulators trying to take their respective markets? These are the answers we'll seek as iGaming Daily gets the editorial lowdown. Joining me, your host, James Ross, in today's episode will be Ted Menwit, the content director at SBC, and returning for 2 days in a row is Ted Omclay, the senior journalist at SBC News. How are you both doing today?
Fantastic. Ready to talk about some regulations with you, James.
Perfect. And OC, are you ready for some regulations?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, James. Glad to be back here for a second time, as you mentioned, and yeah, ready to talk about regulatory goings-on.
Perfect. But before we actually delve into this, we do this every time you two are on a podcast together. We need a way for the listeners, and mainly myself, to distinguish who's who out of the Teds. So I think, because Tedman, you have the senior status.
Thank you.
For this episode, you are known as Alpha Ted. And Ted, I'm clear, you will be Beta Ted. And that's how we're going to refer to you today. So for the audience, I'll say Alpha Ted. And that'll be Ted, if you just want to speak.
Hello. I want to put this to referendum.
This is Alpha Ted. And there'll be no referendum in this podcast. It's a dictatorship. So that's the voice of Alpha Ted. And the voice of Beta Ted is?
Yeah, I guess that's me for today then.
There's my Beta. Perfect. So let's dive into this and we'll go with the first question. Alpha Ted, What are the binding narratives of Western Europe's regulatory adjustment?
You know, following Q1, I mean, what is evidently clear is that gambling's regulatory transition is happening at a time where the governments and nations are having concerns of cost of living and affordability. And towards the industry itself, there's concerns about problem gambling, advertising conduct, and the relationship between the industry and its consumers and the industry and its regulatory powers. And these are kind of, you know, huge issues and huge factors that are taking, that need to be addressed at a time of conflict for within multiple markets.
Mm-hmm. And Beta Ted, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously cost of living and affordability is the overriding one. If you look back, I think a lot of this stems from COVID when, you know, a lot of the land-based sectors closed, people started betting online more. And I think that's where a lot of public, political and regulatory concerns started arising. And then a lot of this connects with, you know, regulators looking at how can the industry better update its practices to ensure that affordability and cost of living are dealt with in the industry, I guess. And some of it's a quite big overriding theme we've seen throughout Europe is relating to advertising and marketing, as you've said, relating to like industry conduct on these areas.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that Alpha Ted mentioned earlier is affordability. So in the UK, affordability has been cited as the unknown element of the review. So, Alpha, we'll come to you. How are other markets dealing with this dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, across other markets, you can say that it is, again, kind of an unknown element. Now, if you were to take Germany last year, kind of imposed 1,000 euro monthly loss limit on casinos. That was followed up by Belgium, who placed a 500 per month loss limit on online casino. Then if you go to Sweden is yet undecided on whether it will impose limits, and it's awaiting impetus from a new government. And there's even debate around this in Ireland's upcoming launch of an online gaming framework. Finally, too, that I'd add that the market to watch is Spain, in which they're really going to be the canary down the coal mine in how they impose how they impose affordability checks. Are they going to be very stringent? They're going to require operators in the first, I think it's first 300 euros that are spent on every player to carry out an affordability check. Also, I think it's even a lower limit on players under the age of 25. And again, with affordability checks, it's you're trying to see how operators adjust to it, to this higher scrutiny, but also the balance of costs, if they can kind of unify any way to kind of unify their operations. So there's a lot of moving plates around on the subject matter.
Yeah, the concerns around affordability and cost of living among regulators and among politicians across Europe are quite sort of standard and consistent. As Ted's pointed out, what isn't consistent is what measures and what policies have actually ultimately decided on. Obviously, we've seen quite a big difference between UK, Germany and Belgium, and there's been somewhat of a backlash, somewhat of criticism of the respective policies in each country. And then Sweden is still hinging on, I believe it's on political developments and the result of an election and the new government coming in. And Ireland, yeah, they've decided on some aspects of their new reform, like setting up a new regulator and a social, a social impact fund. But affordability for them is still a big grey area.
So, Beta Ted, we're gonna stay with you here. It appears from what you've both been talking about that the markets are, in a sense, being rebalanced. But where are the regulators trying to take us to?
If we just look at the UK as an example, one of the big talking points that has been mentioned a lot over the past 2, 3, 4 years has been this need to bring gambling regulation into the digital age. Obviously, there's been a huge upsurge in online gambling and its presence, its visibility, the technology behind it over the past 10, 15 years. And I think a lot of regulators feel that the legislation and regulations around it need to be updated. I think that's quite a big thing. Again, I mentioned advertising earlier. I think a lot of countries are looking at how can I phrase this? But reforming advertising, and there's a lot of concern about the visibility of gambling for vulnerable and younger people. We've seen that talked about a lot in the UK, but I think probably one of the biggest examples of that would be in the Netherlands and Belgium, where there's been a political clampdown, you could say, on marketing and advertising to an extent, you know, with bans coming in on sports sponsorship, on the use of prominent sports people in advertising material. So yeah, there's a couple of different areas the regulators are trying to take the industry, but I think the big one is addressing the increase in online gambling and visibility and the subsequent perceived societal impact of that.
Mm-hmm. When you said, I'll to rephrase this, I thought you were going to give us your own version of Alpha Ted's canary down a coal mine version, so I'm pretty gutted we didn't get that. But Alpha Ted, have you got anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would. I mean, look, everything points towards higher scrutiny of the industry. Also, tougher compliance. In a lot of markets, the regulators have to be seen to regulate, to have their command of the market. And when we're asking, you know, where do they want to take this industry to? I think for a lot of markets, if you were to ask the regulators, they'd say, look, the days of the free market are over, which I never thought really existed. But I think they're trying to say, look, we want a market of X amount of licenses being compliant, and serving and upholding gambling to this set of criteria of standards. And I think that they're looking at it and saying, which companies can we trust to take on board kind of these mandates on, this is what the Spanish gambling industry will look like, the French gambling in or France or Italy.
And this might differ depending on the certain country that you're in and certain regulator. But once laws have been imposed, can they then be changed afterwards or revised?
Well, you know, this is kind of the point of conflict. I mean, once a government agrees, and once they're going to they put in kind of stringent policies, are they up for reviewing this? Now, in the case of Germany and its kind of high tax and very restricted policies on casino, it appears that they are a long way off reviewing what has been imposed. However, countering that, if you were to take Italy, now Italy's in the process where they've launched a special committee to revise the Italian laws. They're mostly focusing on technicalities and how to improve kind of market competition and make it better for the consumer, which is good. Now, in Italy, there is actually a debate on whether they should repeal the blanket ban on gambling advertising. The reason why is because it's affected football and it's really had an impact on sports media and its revenues. And it could be that that gets presented out to Parliament, that there is a review on how to apply gun restrictions or how to reframe what was put in the first place with the decree on gambling advertising. So it can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It can happen. I mean, Parliament and government and, you know, elections and so on do exist for a reason. Policy can be changed. There's always different perspectives in there. I mean, we've seen with Sweden, as we mentioned earlier, that, you know, reforms were paused, I believe could be the right word, to allow an election to take place and let the remit fall on any new administration that might get formed. You know, if you look at the UK, they've just launched this white paper. We've got an election due next year. That might not be the best example because all the parties did seem to have quite a consensus about the regulation. But I mean, it does just go to show that, you know, all legislation is subject to potential parliamentary or legislative changes all the time.
And Alpha Ted earlier in the conversation mentioned about the operators. So bringing them into this, do operators have a voice in regulatory developments? And has there been any deliberation for self-governance?
I really think that those days are over. And the idea that a government's going to trust an industry to kind of self-regulate, no. I think what's on the agenda is that is one where they want to enhance kind of regulatory powers given to gambling authorities. And in a sense now, it's about how can you bridge that divide between the operator and the regulator and actually laying down clear terms of play for this is what a specific gambling market needs and it needs to and how it needs to be regulated, but also how it needs the operators to comply and to conduct themselves within that market.
Yeah, I agree with Ted's point. I mean, I think the policymakers and regulators want to have the carrot and the stick.
Yeah, it's just canary in a coal mine. There it is.
You just need to look at like what the various regulatory enforcement penalties getting handed out in the UK in recent years, you know, in the build-up to the white paper, as well as some examples in other countries like with the KSA in the Netherlands, to show that the regulators, as Ted have said, are taking compliance very seriously. In the UK, we've had some consultations between the industry and the government, you know, in the build-up to this white paper. But across Europe, you know, all these various national sectors have their own train bodies and all that. But yeah, for the most part, it's the regulators and the policymakers want to be in control. The trade bodies can voice their opinions, but the yeah, government is as the final say, I think.
Perfect. And just to round up this podcast, final question from myself, for both of you. Can or should this industry ever expect any form of harmonization on regulation? Go with the alpha first.
Okay, thanks. okay, I think we've got to step back, and there will always be a fragmented European market. And because even at a supreme kind of EU level, they've looked at gambling and said, look, there's a lot, it's an individually mandated market. So it abides by the laws in place of individual markets, right? So there's always going to be friction between the marketplaces. Now, I think that if you're talking about harmonization, it's what you got to look at the individual elements of gambling within itself and say, look, what can we harmonize between industries? Now, I was actually thinking about this last night, and one of the things that kind of just jumps out is that in every gambling review, the data on gambling for the industry is so limited, especially in terms of addiction, problem gambling, gambling prevalence, right? It is across the board. You can't find any patterns there, right? So if I was to talk to the kind of trade bodies or to advise them anything, I think that's a good starting point, is how do you kind of realign data between markets, data, and also get the operators to kind of cooperate and create kind of a bigger pool of academic research, academic data to help the industry in its biggest kind of points of conflict, which are kind of problem gambling, safer gambling measures, gambling prevalence, right? That would be kind of a good starting point in harmonization.
Yeah, I've got to agree with Ted again. Sort of total harmonization is difficult to achieve. As you know, Western European countries in particular have a lot in common market-wise, but at the end of the day, there's always going to be differences from country to country. We've seen that in these various regulatory developments over the past couple of years. And I think the best starting point would be sort of sharing of best practice, sharing of information, sharing of data. That's really the sort of first rung in the ladder towards a harmonized European regulatory environment.
If I can just add to that, post-COVID, it's been 3 years of kind of regulatory rebalance across markets, and this isn't just a UK problem. And I think now that operators, especially trade bodies, they have to start thinking or believing that they can work on kind of bigger picture stuff. I think even in the debates themselves, they've been too kind of focused on what's the regulatory outcome going to be. And how can we influence that regulatory outcome? And I think now, if they were just to step back and say, look, this has happened, the decisions have been put in place, but actually, what are the kind of generational points of conflict of the industry? And there, I think it's where you can actually start to find a resolution where the industry can have an impact and where the industry can have its say. If it can work... work more intelligently on these big issues.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And I think it's kind of a good way to round up the podcast, because any of these big issues that come further down the line, Alpha Ted and Beta Ted, your team will be covering these, and listeners can go to sbcnews.co.uk to find all the breaking news when it comes in different European markets and even global. It would also be wrong of me not to mention the Casino Beat Summit, which is happening next week at the Intercontinental Malta, where there will be a track session dedicated to roundtables on different countries' regulations. From the top of my head, I believe Sweden, the Netherlands, and either Spain or Portugal will be part of the roundtables. Furthermore, you can visit the website to find out more information, which is in the description below. But for now, Alpha Ted, Beta Ted, thank you for joining us. To our listeners, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of iGaming Daily, brought to you in conjunction with the Casino Beat Summit being held at the Intercontinental Malta on the 23rd to the 25th of May. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders magazine. Happy reading.